I'll try, maybe during the break, I'll try to fix everything if I can. We'll see. In the meantime, we'll do the best that we can with this. We're up now to Perek Beis. We're up to the Malbim. The Malbim is in Pasik Beis. I'll read the Pasik again very quickly. The Pasik says, Hashem Shemati Shemacha. So we learned yesterday the basic interpretation is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I've heard your reputation, your AC, and I am terrified. I am terrified of what is about to happen to the Jewish people. Hashem pa'olcha b'kedev shanim chayei. Hashem pa'olcha. Hashem pa'olcha. So we learned yesterday, was right now for the moment, just to give one translation. Pa'olcha refers to the Jewish people. The Jewish people who are a product. Okay, who are a product. Okay, who are a product of, who are your product. B'kedev shanim chayehu. I beg of you that you shall preserve them, grant them life during these difficult years. Bikerev shanim, in the midst of these difficult years, when it says here the word shanim, we are referring to the years of difficulty, of galus. Todia, make it known to the world, or make it at least known to us, that biroges, despite the fact that you will show anger, You will conduct the world with midas hadin, rachem tizkar. You will still show mercy. You will still bring forth the midah of rachmanus towards your people. Okay, that's one basic approach to the pasuk. Let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim over here says, Hashem shemati shemacha written lemar achar sheshamati hashmua shehigadat ali. After I've heard the Shmua that you have spoken to me, Sha'amar ki oid chazoin lamoid v'yofeach laketz. Now this goes back to what we learned before, that there is going to be a chazoin lamoid. There's going to be a vision for a set point, a set moment in time when Hashem will speak concerning the ketz, the geula. If you remember back when this pasuk was a fascinating pasuk where Chavakuk tells us that he had a nevuah, that he will have a nevuah. It's like a person has a dream, and in your dream, you're dreaming. How often do you have such an experience? It's already a novelty to have a dream. Not everyone has dreams, but to have a dream, that in your dream, you're walking around, you're conducting your daily life, and then suddenly, in the middle of the day, you go, and you go to sleep, and in your dream, you're having a dream. That's really what the pasuk over here says. The pasuk says that in his vision, in his nevuah, he has a vision that he will have a vision, or that he does have a vision concerning Yimos HaMoshiach. Shagolo es oznoi sha'achare gulas Bavel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to his ear that after the gu'ul of Bavel, yihye oid golos. There will be another golos, v'shagolos hasheni ya'erach me'oid kemosh amar. We discuss the great land that Iobo, it delays, still yearn for the Gula. Yoresi, pen, bo'erech zman ha-golus, yoivdu ben ho'amim, ulechein hu mispalel al ha-golus hazeh. And I'm afraid that during the long exile, the Jewish people will suffer. There will be very great difficulties. Therefore, I pray to you, Hashem, that you grant the Jewish people survival during this very difficult time. Okay, next words. Hashem pa'olcha. Hispalel shepoyal Hashem asher po'al li Yisrael bimei kedem. The Malbim is learning the Pshat and the Pasuk like Rashi, not like the Mitzudas. To review very quickly. According to the Mitzudites, the word pa'olcha is a description, it's a descriptive word of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are called the product of Hashem's labor. According to Rashi, that's not what it means. Pa'olcha means the midah, your midos, your behavior which in this context means the behavior of punishing the wicked and coming to the aid of the tzaddikim, this has been put in retirement, has been locked away. I beg of you, Hashem, to restore this conduct. Pa'olcha, hispalel, this is what the Malbim is saying as well, hispalel, shepoel Hashem, the work of Hashem, ashepoel liyishrael, bimekedem, shepoel lohem nisim v'niflois, Hashem has done for the Jewish people miracles and wonders. V'hiflom l'chelkoi, Hashem has done hiflom l'chelkoi. I'm not certain as to what that word means. Normally the word pele means a wonder, but here we're missing the Aleph, so I'm not sure if he means over here that Hashem has done wondrous things by showing that the Jewish people are his portion. Lehashkiach aleihem behashkochas miuchades, to guard them with unusual providence. Leitufsak gam bekedev shnei hagolos ho arukim. I beg of you, Hashem, that this conduct, this pu'ula, your practice of doing miracles for the Jewish people should not come to an end in the time of exile, the golus of the Bayesheni. This will be shown in two ways. This is the typical type of Malbim, Lashon, where he takes things, he breaks down into parts. Aleph, number one, Shulapamim. Yeah.
Rabbi Levine.
Yes, yes.
The word behiflam.
Yeah.
I would guess it means that they would fall into the chelik of Hashem's hashgacha.
They would
fall.
Okay.
That's what I think it means.
They would fall in. To fall. Okay. Here you're saying it means to. Interesting. You're saying it means over here to v'hamanoi fell lefonav to fall. Very good. Okay. Very excellent. Excellent. The hiflam l'chelko l'hashgiach aleim. Okay. Excellent. So now we go to Aleph Shalapam Yiyazeb Derech Nistar. Sometimes this happens Derech Nistar. Shecha'olam misnahek ifi Derech HaTeva. Sometimes Hashem does miracles like in the time of Purim. Upu'ulas ha'hashkocha ne'elemes. And it's not obvious Hashem's providence. Uvechol zoysi chaya v'kayemes. It's there. Hashem is always there for us, whether we see it or not. Alatzad ze bikesh Hashem, he was misfollowed. That's the first part of this expression. Hashem peolcho bikerev shonim chayehu. Shegam be'eshe peolcho yiye nelom. Even when it has to be that we're not deserving of open miracles, but the very least, do for us secret, hidden miracles. V'nistar bikerev shnei hagolos. B'chol ze chayehu, shlo yomus ha'poyel hazeh. This conduct, this practice, this policy of guarding us and protecting us secretly with nisim nistorim should not come to an end. Ritzon lema shlo yufsak v'yuftel legamri rak yichyeh. Yichyeh means what should be alive, not klal Yisrael. The policy, this is exactly what Rashi said, but here he's just breaking this up into two parts. He's breaking up the hashkocha nisteres, and the hashkocha that's nigle. Kadover hachai sha'af be'eit she'ein le'poel modia pu'uloi sov, that's something which is alive, even at a time, it's something that's like, for example, a living creature. Sha'af be'eit she'ein le'poel modia pu'uloi sov, b'chol zos koichoi tamon boi. When a person is sleeping, so even though he's still and silent and you would never know, we do appreciate that there's potential. When this first person wakes up, when this creature wakes up, he's very capable of accomplishing things. V'nimsa b'kirba v'hu chai v'kayam. Beis, what is the second type of hashgacha? Shelo yis'alem ha'poel hazeh to'amid rak, she'yis'oirer b'pekida l'pekida, that this policy should awaken from time to time. That expression, mipikida lipikida, the Malbim has borrowed from Masechta Nida. Okay, I'm turning the page. You don't have this. Okay, so I'm just going to read what it says. You don't have this published. Read over here. Olcham nisim gam bekev shnei agolos ad shekulam yir poyel Hashem v'yakiru ki mashgich alem min hacha loynois. Okay, so here he seems to be saying here that Hashem should make it known He doesn't go so far to say that there should be miracles, open miracles, but at least we should sense there should be a certain degree of appreciation that Hashem is there for us. That is the second part of the pasuk. And let me just finish off what it says over there. We'll go back and read the pasuk to the Malam. V'gam b'roi gizrach nizkar, v'gam b'eis shetir gas aleim al avayno seyhem, b'chol zos tisko l'rachim aleim, l'val yichlu v'yev. This is the third part of the pasuk. So let's review what he says. Now go back to the pasuk. I assume you have the pasuk in front of you. And what he's basically saying over here, three different ideas. Number one, let's review. Hashem, shamati shemacha. According to the Malam, shemacha does not mean reputation. The Malbum learns. Over here in the Ber Hamilus of the Malbum, in the Ber Hamilus, he says Perushoy Tamid Shema Shelucha V'Shimcha V'Lo Yitzdak Po Shanavi Hiker Be'Ayin Hanavui Shehu Yoser Mishema Hashem. I'm reading over here. You don't have. I took it down. Okay, I took it down. But on the side over here, he explains it. Let me put this back up because this is indeed very interesting. I'm going to put this back up on the screen. What the Malbim says in the Ber Hamilas, we ordinarily do not do this, but over here I think it's worthy to take a look at what it says. It's worthy. Let me put it back up on the screen. What I took down. Okay, here it is. Okay, if you look over here in the Ber Hamilas. Okay, the Ber Hamilas. This is a very fascinating thing. The word Shem Acha. Until now, we had pretty much two approaches to this word. The translation that resonates with me personally, not that my opinion counts, is reputation. Hashem, shamati, I have heard, or in this context, it means I have studied, I have absorbed, shemacha, your reputation. So here in the Beir Hamilois, in the Malbum, he writes, he said, this is like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos, he divides his commentary into two parts. There's the Mitzudos David, which is the running commentary, and then there is the Mitzudos Sion, where he gives you the precise translation of the words. The Malbum did exactly the same thing, and in fact, he took a lot of what he wrote in the Beir Hamilois and he put it into a sefer called HaKarmel, which is almost like a dictionary. The dictionary slash thesaurus, where he explains the differences between similar words. And here he explains the word Shemacha. He explains ordinarily, Perushoy Tamid. Tamid does not mean every time, it means most of the time. Most of the time, the translation for this word means Shema Shelecha V'Shimcha. Reputation. I've heard about your reputation. When you use that word, what does it mean? I don't know this personally. I have not experienced this personally, but I've read about you. I've heard about you. I've read a report. I've watched a video. I know about you, but I don't know you personally. The Malbim says that cannot be the pshat here in this pasuk, because Chavakuk does know Hashem personally. Because Chavakuk is a Navi, and a Navi is not an outsider that can say, oh, I read about you in a book. Nevuah is a direct communication with Hashem, which means you are in Hashem's presence. Your relationship is personal. That itself is an amazing lesson in prophecy. We know absolutely nothing about prophecy. It is beyond us what it can possibly mean to be a prophet. But we pick up bits and pieces of insight as we go through Nach. And here is a very significant detail of what it means to be a prophet. A prophet is a personal relationship with Hashem. A non-profit organization means they don't have a personal relationship. They know about Hashem through books, through reports. It's all theoretical. Perushoy, Tamid Shema Shelucha V'Shimcha, the Perushoy Tamid, the ordinary translation means reputation. But V'lo Yitzdak Po, that cannot be the translation in this pasuk. Why not? Shahanavi hikir ba'ayin hanavui, because here in this context, the Navi recognizes with clarity, with the ayin hanavui, with the eye of prophecy.
Hanavu, i.e.
right, with the eye of prophecy. Shehu yoiser mishema Hashem meirochayk. It's not possible to use that expression with regard to a prophet. K'moy shekasov l'shema oizen shematicha v'ata, and now einai ro'oscha. In other words, in that pasuk in Iyov, he says that in the past I heard about you, Hashem, but now I'm experiencing you. So you see clearly in this pasuk the contrast between the theoretical understanding of Hashem and the actual vision of Hashem, which is the personal relationship. So Chavakuk certainly is in the category of the ata eini ro'oscha, which means he's not in part of the in the category of Shema. So how then can you say over here the pasuk Shemacha to mean a report? Therefore, perushoi poi Hashemua sheshamati mimcha shehi hanavua shehi gidlo. This is really what the Mitzudo says and what other Mepharshim say, but they all struggle why there is repetition. But what it means over here is I've heard the prophecy. Shemacha means I listened very carefully to what you said to me. I heard your words and I fully comprehend that it's not going to be easy for the Jewish people coming forward. It's a substitute for prophecy. I've listened very clearly. Shekein shemos harbe shemoirim lepamim al hapoal u lepam al hapoal. Sometimes we have a word and it refers to what we want to the listener, to the person, and sometimes it refers to the object, to what the person is listening to. So here's a play on the words. Here, shamati, I have listened, shim'acha, to the message. So I think that would be a good translation over here for the Malbim. I've listened to your message. And then he goes on to say, like, shamati filasi, v'simachtim beveis tefila. So there's the base tefila, beveis tefilasi. So there you see the difference. There's a tefila, and then there's tefilasi. Tefilasi is the person. Tefila is the object. Avoidas hamishkan, avoidas hamishkan, avoidas halavim. There is the word avoda is used in reference to an object, the mishkan, and the word avoda is used in reference to a person. Okay, so we can play with the word. So therefore, we have over here the translation according to the Malbim that Hashem shemati shemachal. Let's review the whole pasuk according to the Malbim. Hashem, I have listened to the message you've spoken. You have given over to me a message that it's going to be a long, difficult time in Galus for the Jewish people, Yoresi. I am frightened that the Jewish people are not going to survive this Galus. And therefore, Hashem, I beg to you, Hashem, pa'olcha, your policy, your behavior, your conduct of coming to the aid of the Jewish people that has been exhibited and expressed in the past, where you've come to our salvation and our rescue, I beg of you to continue this policy. Bekerev shonim, in the years that you have shown me of Golus, chayehu, resurrect or keep this approach alive of letting the Jewish people survive. And according to the parish of the Malbim, the first expression means it does, in contrast to the next expression, it does not say the word todia, it just says simply bikerev shonim chayehu, guarantee that you will come to the rescue of the Jewish people and that they will survive through this policy. Even if it is Nela, it is completely hidden from all of us, from the entire world. And Halavai, we should merit the next part of the Pasuk, Bekerev Shanim Todia. It shouldn't just be a survival where you come to our aid secretly without us being aware of the miracle, but it should be known to the world. We should be able to actually see the hashkacha, whether it's going to be with Nisim Gluim, whether it's going to be with Nisim Nistarim. So two different ways, that's why that he's the only one on the page, over here that really has explained with precision why there's repetition in this idea of Bekerev Shem Chayeh, Bekerev Shem Todiyah, to teach you these begging Hashem that the pu'ula of having rachmonis upon Klal Yisrael coming to their aid and punishing their enemies should continue, the policy should continue, benistar, and halavai, todia, you should make it known to us and the world, benigla. And then he concludes, beroiges, and even when you do get angry at Klal Yisrael, hold back. Hold back, rachem tiskar, remember the midah of Rachmanus. We learned yesterday in the Radak, some very beautiful perushim. Rachem Nisker refers to Avram Avinu, but simply refers to the midah of Rachmanus. Okay, so that concludes. Now let's take a look over here at the Gra. There's a very nice Gra here. I'm going to put up on the screen the Beir HaGra. Here we go. Make sure I have the correct picture. I think this is the one. Oops, I messed it up. One more time. Share. Okay. Here is the Gra. I'm going to try to make it a little bigger. Okay, hope you can see that. I'm operating here on a shoestring. My system here is not cooperating here. I always have to have plan B. I learned that in my technology days. Is whenever you go into an event, we work with different people, different teams. This plan A, you always have to come with multiple layers of backup, because a lot of things go wrong. All right, here we go, the Gra. The Gra is Pasuk Beis, Hashem, Shomati, Shemacha, Yoresi. Shomati, Ze, Matan, Torah. Okay, so isn't that very appropriate for Erev Shavuos? Ze, Matan, Torah, Omri Chazal, Kos, Vechore, Mevayered, Hashem, Al Har Sinai, Vechos, Vechore, Oimer, Min Shamayim Dibarti Imachem. We have a contradiction. Did Hashem speak to the Jewish people from Shamayim, or did Hashem speak to the Jewish people from the earth? Bo hakos of Ashlishiv Yachvichri Benayim Shnemar, Min Shamayim Hishmiacho es Koiloi, Udvorov Shomato Mitoicho Esh. What does that mean? So he explains, Hovei, Koil Mina Shamayim, Vidibur Mina Oretz. There are two elements to sound. There is something called coil, sound, and then there's when the sound is broken up into audible parts that can be comprehended by the receiver, which is what we call dibur. So the coil came from Shamayim, and the coil descended to the earth. And upon the earth is where the coil splintered. The coil, it arranged itself into words which were audible, that we human beings would be able to receive and accept. Havei kol min hashamayim v'dibur min haaretz. Zeh she'omar kan shtei shemiyos. The Gra is coming to explain the repetition. Everyone here is bothered by this question. What is this thing, Shamati Shemacha? We learned the Mitzudos. I heard about your reputation. I've heard the reputation. The Malbim doesn't like that, because how could you say the word Shemacha here? He is a prophet. There's no reputation. He's living it. I've heard the message. And the Mitzudos David pretty much says the same thing. And Rashi, Rashi says Shim'acha. It's in the middle. It's not the reputation, but I'm aware of your policy. Shemati Shim'acha, according to Rashi, means I am aware of your policy of coming to the aid of the Jewish people and punishing the wicked. So it's similar to a reputation, but it's a very specific element of Hashem's reputation. But the Be'er HaGro has a new interpretation. That's why it says over here twice, Shama kan shtei shmiyoi, so echad b'lashon shamati hu negin mash shenemar devodav shamati. I've heard your words. Shamati refers to the audible words. U'b'lashon shemacho hu negin mash amar hishmiyacho es koiloi. So there are two parts of sound. There is the words and there is the coil. I said in the beginning that the coil descends from heaven, and when it comes to earth, it breaks itself up into different parts where it can be understood and received. So you would think that the first thing is the coil and the second is the words. But according to the Gro, it's just the opposite. First is Shamati, the words. Then when it says Shim Acha, I heard the coil. He's not really explaining to us what is the deeper meaning of a coil versus words. Okay, next. Pa'olcho. What is pa'olcho? Elu haluchois. Okay, so here you're having a lot of fun over here. Everyone over here has a different interpretation. To review, according to the Mitzudais, pa'olcho is the Jewish people. They are the product of your labor. According to the other commentators, pa'olcha means your policies, your policy. The Gra, none of the above. Pa'olcha, elu haluchois. K'may shenemar, ma'asei Elokim hema. The luchois are the product of Hashem. U'lefi shenishberu, they were shattered. U'shvirason, Ushvi Rasan Zohi Misasan. And when the Luchois were shattered, that is equivalent to their death. Omar HaKosuv Kan, Bikerev Shonim Chayehu, Hainu, Lihiyois Chayim Kovari Shonim, Mimal Chamoves. Chayehu, Vahainu Tal Shel Torah. In other words, this is the Makar. This is a very rare source for a very mystical principle, which is extremely hard to find. And here we have right in front of us, smack in the middle of this big volume of Chavakuk, whoever know this, will the Luchois Rishonois ever be restored to their original form? Doesn't say this anywhere. As far as we know, no, the answer is no. Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos Rishonos. Moshe shattered them. That's it, it's over. Hashem gave Moshe a replacement, the Luchos Shinios. Moshe put them both in the Aron. The Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, Munochos, the Aron. But nowhere does it say that La'ase Lavai, the Luchos Rishonos, are going to be miraculously glued back together. All the pieces will be restored to its original form. Where does it say such a thing like that?
Techias HaMeisim.
So Techias HaMeisim is for the human beings. It's challenging enough for us to... I once heard this from Avigdor Miller. Someone told this, someone who's a very big Talmud of Avigdor Miller. Even though today Avigdor Miller has become an extremist, after he has died, they put out these pamphlets in shul that have these outrageous extreme things, and they published books from him which are totally into the extreme. But he said some things in his life that were very, very straightforward. And he said he was very against this is what one of his Talmidim told me, someone that was very close with him. He was very against these supernatural segulois, he was against looking at the Torah in a supernatural way. He felt that people should focus on learning the Torah as practical, to understand the Torah in the most practical, simple way possible. And he explained as follows. He said, these words were something along these lines. It's difficult enough for the mind to accept and have emuna in the miracles that are clearly present in the Torah. We have emuna pshuta that there were the ten makos, and there was kriyas yamsuf, and there was the splitting of the yardin, and Klal Yisrael miraculously were able to overcome 31 kings, 31 nations of Canaan. And we go through the chul. The Gemara says there were 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal have given us a long, long list of supernatural events that we have an obligation to accept. That puts enormous strain on our little heads. It's very stressful for the mind to accept and believe miracles. That's not the world of reality. To tell me that miracles, there's a Kriyas Yam Suf, the Yam split. When was the last time you saw the Yam split? The Makos, 10 Makos, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Eish that was Yerid Min HaShamayim, the Ner Maravi, it lasted for 24 hours. Being an Orthodox Jew means you are mekabel be'emuna shleima these things to be a fact. That is a life work. It's a life work to accept that. To go on your own and add more, to go and dig up, read the pasuk, and go and show me in this week's parasha, I'll show you 25 more miracles. Who's asking you? Who's asking you to manufacture more miracles than we already have? Stick to the pshat. It's taxing enough on the mind to be mekabel the miracles that Chazal told us to believe in. This is what his Talmud told me in his name. It's a very powerful statement, because that's definitely not the derech today. The derech today in our society is everything is mystical and supernatural. We're going back to the times right before Shabbat Tzvi, where everyone was into Kabbalah. We're going into this mysticism. Avigdor Miller was not pleased with this. Live in this world, and of course we have emunah pshuta in the nisim that are present in the Torah. But that's where it starts and stops. So where does it say that La'asa Lavoi is going to be Techiyas HaNesim of the Luchas? It's enough, it's challenging enough for us to be Mekabel, that La'asa Lavoi is going to be Techiyas HaNesim, that the dead are going to rise from their graves. So you're telling me now a new Chiddush, that the Luchas, which are made from, we don't even know what they're made from, V'aluchas Masi Lekim Hema, they're going to be glued back together with crazy glue, and it's going to be ki'ilu, they were never broken. Where does it say that? Who asked you? Who asked you to make up these things? It doesn't say that anywhere. And if you look, if you read some of the, I recall reading this somewhere. Here, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon says, yes, it's a pasuk, at least according to him. He learned pshat in the pasuk, that this pasuk is discussing Hashem Shamati Shim Acho. I heard two things. I heard the words of Matan Torah, and I heard the koil shel Matan Torah. Yoresi. We know that to be true, because we know that when by Matan Torah, what does it say? It says the people were terrified. They were terrified of Matan Torah. And they died, in fact. It says Hashem had to bring them back to life. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Kan, enough. We can't go on like this. You go to Hashem, you bring us the Torah. We cannot continue to listen to the Aseres HaDibros. And Hashem said, Halavai, they should continue to live with this Yira they have from me for the rest of their lives and throughout all generations. Yoresi. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Hashem, Pa'olcha, the luchos rishonos that were shattered by Moshe Rabbeinu, I beg of you, bekeref shonim, the day should come, sometime later on, some later years amongst the years that this world is in operation, chayehu. Bring those luchos back to life, to chiyas hamesim. It's quite an awesome statement. Okay, next. Now, what about the next part, the next expression of the pasuk?
By the way, there is a reason for that, I think, because we are celebrating Chag Shavuot, which is the
first luchos.
And Matan luchot rishonim.
Okay. So indeed, it's the first luchos.
It's not a Torah that was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Torah that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And they were broken, they'll come back. It's like a person who forgot the Torah, what he learned, and then suddenly he remember everything.
It's very true. It's very, very. The luchos. Yeah, okay. All of the milus of the luchos rishonos. That's exactly what it's saying. Exactly. Okay. Next. Now, when it goes on, the next part of the pasuk. Bekerev shonim toidia. What is going to be a bekerev shonim toidia? Zebes hamigdash. This refers to the Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem should restore to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ze Beis HaMikdash sheyibaneh b'merv yameinu. V'chomo shenemar, like it says, V'idatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, ha-motzi eschem mi'er mitachas tzivos Mitzrayim, v'hayidia haynu b'mishkon, shero hashchina, shohayu k'mo shenemar, v'shochanti b'saycham, v'yodu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, they will know. So he's saying, b'zeh gzeh shava, toidia. How do you know that the second part of the pasuk refers specifically to the Beis HaMikdash? Because the origin of the Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan it says the words, Vidatem, you shall know. I will rest my divine presence upon the Mishkan, and you shall know. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. So when it says the word here, Todia, it's like a Gzeres Shavah. It's linking us up with the Mishkan, which is the origin of the Beis HaMikdash. And when it says here, Chayehu, it is a request by Chavakuk, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. When we say, Yiratzoyin b'lufanach Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, sheyiboneh Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, where does it come from? It comes from Chavakuk. Chavakuk was the first one to make that request. Bikerev shanim todia, sheyiboneh Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. And now we can appreciate why we say in our Nusach, V'sein chelkeinu b'soira secha. Because in the very same pasuk, it's not in order, Chavakuk says, pa'olcha, the luchos, which also have been shattered, also are in the geder, in the category of mace, bikeref shonim chayehu, resurrect the luchos. The broken pieces should be put back together. So what is he asking? He's asking sheyibaneh Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu v'sein chelkeinu b'soira secha. Chavakuk, he beat us to it. He beat Chazal to it with his request over here. V'zeo todia. And then he winds down. Then he goes on to say v'roiges rachim nizkar chayinu b'tekef haroiges hamaskar rachum, in the intensity of anger, we ask you, Hashem, to still remember your pity. K'moy, like it says, Shenema b'teichocha, v'zocharti lohem bris rishonim. V'zocharti as bris Yaakov, v'chem yirmiyo, achle divrei ha'teichocha, k'siv zocharti l'chese nurayich, v'chem mekinois, chaste Hashem ki lo yisamnu, it never comes to an end. The end of Eicha, the last pasuk of Eicha is a chaste Hashem, that's not the end. Eicha is five parakim. But the original Eicha had a revision. There was a revision to Eicha, but at the end of the section it says, Chaste Hashem ki lo samnu. We always wind down by asking Hashem to have rachmanis upon us. Okay, then he goes into the rach. Before we go, let's just review what we got over here. We have an incredible interpretation of this pasuk according to the Gra. It sounds more like a drasha. Hashem shemati shemacha. I have heard the aseres hadibrois. I've heard the Aseres HaDibros in two forms, with the coil and with the Dibor. Shemati is the Dibor, Shemacha is the coil. Yoresi, it was a terrifying experience. Or really, we should say, an awesome experience. Okay, awesome in its original translation of the word. Not like teenagers use the word awesome. The teenagers have taken a word and they have destroyed it. They have destroyed the word awesome. Awesome means awe, miloshna of yiras haroimimus. And today, what does awesome mean? I don't have to tell you. Okay, awesome has nothing to do with yiras haroimimus in our language anymore. It means something entirely different. But the real use of the word is what it says here, yoresi. It was an awe, a real awe, awesome experience. Then Hashem pa'olcha, your luchos that have been shattered, I mevakesh bekedev shonim chayehu, resurrect them. And I mevakesh that the Beis Hamikdash should be resurrected. Bekedev shonim todia. Todia refers to make it be known, vidatem kini Hashem. Beroiges, and during your time of anger, during the galus, rachim tiskar. Okay, let's see over here the second parashah of the Gra, going further in the bottom of the page. Dover acher, another interpretation. Shamati, ze yitzias mitzrayim, shenemar vayishmu kifokad Hashem. It says they heard that Hashem has, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people and he said the magic words, pokoid pokaditi, the response was Vayamein Ha'am. They had faith. Why do they have faith? Because Vayishmu ki fokad Hashem. Hashem indeed had remembered them and has seen their suffering. Shemacha ze matan Torah. The Omar Shemacha Sheshamu Mipe Shelakolish Baruchu V'hein Keneged Pesach V'atzeres V'hein Keneged Pesach V'atzeres. Now, what is he saying over here? Pesach and Shavuos correspond to Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Okay, so here let's review. He's saying very good. Shamati, I heard about Pesach. I heard this Jewish holiday called Pesach. Shemacha, Matan Torah. I heard there's a Jewish holiday called Shavuos. Yoresi, I'm afraid. Why is he afraid? I guess that means it was an awesome experience to reflect upon your power to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt and to punish the Egyptians and to come down to this world and give the Torah. And then when it says Hashem pa'olcha, what does that refer to? Pa'olcha. Haynu luchos shniyos. He's coming to deviate from the first pshat. This refers to the luchos shniyos pa'olcha, your labor. Shenitnu b'yoyim ha'kippurim, u'bikesh ha'navi b'kerev shonim chayehu, kovari shoyna. It should be like the good old days. So we're going now to Yom Kippur. What happened about Rosh Hashanah? Well, I would assume, well, let's go a little further. Bekeref shanim todia. Then when the pasuk repeats itself, hu binyan beis hamikdash v'nivna besukois. When did Shlomo HaMelech inaugurate the bayis rishon? Sukois, 14 days. They went over Yom Kippur. They did not eat that year on Yom Kippur, but it was 14 days which spanned Vahiba Yom HaShmini. When he finished, it was Shmini Atzeres. On Sukkos, K'moshe Nispar B'Shir HaShirim. So it turns out here, we have over here all of the festivals. Now he doesn't say what I'm about to say, but I think it fits in very well. Yoresi is Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boyei Olam, Yavrun lefonecha kivnei moroin. On Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. On the Yom Hadin, we are frightened. So we can say here, according to the Gra, Hashem shomati. I know all about Pesach. Shemacha shavuos. Yoresi, I'm afraid of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Yoresi, Hashem pa'olcha, your pa'ula, pa'olcha, bekerev shonim chayehu, that entire expression, your pu'ula, your actions, which refers to Yom HaKippurim, when you again came down and you wrote on the Luchos of Moshe Rabbeinu the Aseres HaDibros, I beg of you that should be restored. And then he goes on to say, Bekerev Shonim Todia, that's Sukkos. That refers to the Beis HaMikdash, which was built on Sukkos. In other words, Todia is very good for Sukkos, because what does it say about Sukkos? Leman Teda, Ki basukos hashavti es b'nei Yisrael behotzi'i osami eretz Mitzrayim. The only place where it says the word dea is by sukos. Mantedu ki basukos hashavti. So when it says here, according to the Gemara, it fits very well. Bekerav shonim todia, he learns that in reference to a bakasha that you should make it known, you should bring back the Beis HaMikdash, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is symbolized in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, because that's when it was built. It was built during Sukkos. The word Todia is a very good word, because Sukkos is the word which is used in reference to Sukkos. Now, he doesn't go on to say, but I would want to suggest, Beroiges, Rachim Tiskar, that's Chanukah and Purim, the Golos. After Sukkos is over, we go into Chanukah, a time of Roiges, when the Yevonim, the Mesiadim, when they made a lot of trouble for us, a lot of tzaras, Klal Yisrael almost came to an end. There was almost a full assimilation. Jews became Syrian Greeks, and Matisyahu and his five sons, Matisyahu, Bonav, the Chashmonoim, they came to save us. And Purim, obviously, was a very great time of anger. Lahashmid laharagula abidis kola yehudim minar v'yad zokei in taf v'nosh v'yem echad. Racheim tizkar. So if we can say a drush, it was kedai today to learn this, a very, very beautiful drush according to the parish of the Gra. We can learn over here with the Gra helping us that I didn't finish the full Gra over here, the end of the Gra, but if I just you take the idea of the Gra, I think you really have we have a bit of a drush that Pasuk Beis is like the Maos is the entire year. Shamati Pesach Shemacha Shavuos Yoresi Rosh Hashanah Hashem Pa'olcha Bikerev Shonim Chayeu is Yom HaKippurim. The pu'ul of Hashem to also there's this chayehu, because the luchoy shenios was Hashem's way of saying, I forgive you for the cheto egel. After the cheto egel, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to heref mimenu ve'ashmidein. I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. And Moshe was mispalel 40 days, 40 nights, and Hashem ultimately forgave them. And the sign that he forgave Klal Yisrael, the Chayehu, was by giving us the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur. And then when it says, Bekerev Shonim Todia, make it known, Leman Yedu, Doiroi Seichem, Kibas Sukkos, Hoshafti Yespinei Yisrael. That's Sukkos, when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Beroiges Rachim Tiskar, in the Golos, when we are faced with the festivals, the Tekufos of the Yevonim and Purim, when Mevakesh Hashem should save us, give us these festivals as well. Okay, let's finish up the Gra. The Gra over here says Beroiges. The Roiges, I'm reading over here, the Gra, you see on the screen, you should be able to see it three lines down after it says Dover Acher, okay, or from the bottom. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. Beroiges, Husoid HaKiruvim, Kamos She'omru B'Zoyak Chodosh Parshas Chuma. Way over my pay grade, whatever that means. Rachem Tiskar, She'achzir Ha'aroin V'Yakiruvim L'Mekoimam. Another element of Tchiyas HaMesim. He's being Mavakesh. Hashem should restore the Aroin and the Kruvim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'neged Rosh Hashanah Shu Yom HaDin. So he's learning, I said a drush. You can't go argue with the Gra. The Gra is the Gra. Cough off to the Gra. The Gra says that the end of the pasuk, it's not going to be in order though. He's going out of order. He's going from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. V'neged Rosh Hashanah Shu Yom HaDin. The Oz Gamkein Beroyges Rachim Disco Kemosh Am Bezoyar Kisha Taikin Mamtikin Hadinim. When they blow the shofar, the dinim are sweetened. Oirer Harachamim Vahainu Yom HaZikaron. The Gra wants to say that Tizkar is Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah it's Yom HaZikaron. We call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron. According to the Gra, we have over here all the festivals in a different order than my drush. He says that the word Yoresi is not referring to Rosh Hashanah, but your Rosh Hashanah is the end of the pasuk. Beroiges Rachim Tiskar, because Tiskar is the Yom Hazikaron, and when it says Bekerev Shonim Todia, that was Yom Kippur. So we're going a little bit out of order. Soif Ma'is Machshava Tchila. And we have them all. Okay. Likud, then he has a Likud. We'll leave that out. Let's leave out that Likud. This is the Vilna Goin. This is a very beautiful little shtickle over here. Okay, now we're going to go to Likud Yashas. Okay, we still have a few minutes. Let's go to Likud Yashas to finish up this pasuk. So on Monday, we can go to a new pasuk. On Monday, we can go, let's finish this up. I'm going to put on the screen the Likud Yashas. Here it is. Here we go. Hashem. I hope you can see this. Okay, hope you can see. I can't really see what I'm doing here because I don't have my regular tools. Hashem Shamati Shemacha Yeresi Hashem Paolcha Bekerv Shon Chayehu Amar Rabbi Eloi Bar Yeverechya Ilmale Tefilasa Shel Chavakuk Hayu Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Miskasim B'talus Echad Mitoich Oini V'oiskim B'toira Shenemar Hashem Shamati Shemacha Yoresi Hashem Pa'olcha B'kerev Shonim Chayehu Al Tikri B'kerev Shonim Years Ela B'keruv Shenayim. So over here he's making a drasha and telling us that Chavakuk was Mispalel that Talmidei Chachamim should not be poor. Every Talmid Chacham should have his own garment. Okay, we think today in Eretz Yisrael there's incredible poverty. Terrible, terrible poverty. In America also. It's also terrible. Now with Corona, now it's really the pits. But even before Corona started, there's a lot of poverty out there. And this Chazal is telling us that Chavakuk, in his prophecy, saw the poverty of the Jewish people, and he saw Bekerev Shonim Al Tikre Shonim Ela Shenayim. He saw two people covered in one garment. Okay, two people, and he was Mispalel, Hashem have Rachmanis upon them. They should not live in such destitute. And if not for his tefillah, this is what it says in the Gemara Masechta Soita. Okay, it says Mamash the Ferush Gemara Masechta Soita. If not for the tefillah of Chavakuk, then it would be even a lot worse than we can imagine. Next words, Bekeret Beroy Gizrach Niskar Mash Ma Shamta. The Gemara wants, what is a Shamta? Shamta is a curse. A Shamta basically is the equivalent of a Cherem. When a person is put in Cherem, it means he's cursed. Now, we throw around the word cherem today loosely. The person writes a book, and the book does not meet up to our expectations, so we say the book is in cherem. That's not what cherem means. Cherem means a person, like a zaken mamre, a person or anyone who does not submit to the law, he's cursed. It's not just that an announcement is made, people should have nothing to do with him. That's minor relative to the real problem of being given a cherem. A cherem means the Bezdin curses him. That's the real Chorban of a Cherem. This that people stay away from, they don't come within his Dalet Amos, that's just, you know, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. They're now allowed to go give him an Aliyah, he can't come to Shul. But the real problem of a Cherem is the curse. And Shamta is the curse. It's the curse of the Cherem. Amar Rav, notrikin shel shame misa. Two words, a composite, the name of death. Ushmul says, notrikin shel shemama yihiyeh. This person should be shemama. He should be obliterated. Umahanya bey ki tichya. He should be like fat that is smeared. His life should be smeared away bitanura into an oven. The einoy yoytze la'olam. Such descriptive words describing what happens when a person is cursed. Like you take some fat and you smear it on the wall of the oven and you put on the self clean. And what happens? You'll never see that fat again. That fat that you smear on the oven before you turn on, and after you turn on the self clean, has vaporized. It's gone in the wind. Upligo, that's what happens to a person, Rachman al-Islam, is subject to a cherim, because a cherim basically means when a person who is in cherim, he is subject to the shamta of the cherim. Upligo Resh Lakish. Jem Resh Lakish, Keshem Shnichneses b'mosayim, v'yarbo m'shmon v'yivarim. Koch, just like Shnichneses, when it comes to, let's read this, Shnichneses b'mosayim v'yarbo 248 limbs. The word chem is gematria 248. Havu. Kishihi yoitza dchsev beroiges. Rachem tiskar. Rachem begematria hochihavi. Rachem was begematria 248. So what is he coming to tell us over here? Is that a person who is subject to cherem survives. He learns that a cherem does not mean you're obliterated. According to the first Mandiyam, when a person gets a shamta, it means he's gone, he's dust, he's vaporized, there's no return. According to Reish Lakish, it's not so. Cherem means for the time being. For the time being, he's dissolved, he disappears. But ultimately, there is reconciliation, there is redemption, there is geula, there is teshuvah, there is cleansing, and the proof comes from our pasuk, because the word rachem is 248, cherem is 248. A person who is in cherem is subject to the roiges of Hashem, and despite the fact that the person is subject to the roiges of Hashem, which affects his, that's what the cherem is, it affects his 248, Rachem Tizkar. Rachem is also Bigimatria 248. Those 248 limbs will be resurrected, will be remembered, and he will survive. Okay, last Chazal, Basar Midas Basav Adam. Bishas Kasa in Yochel Rachem. A Basav Adam, when he's angry, is not capable of showing mercy. Ava, like the Shbaruch, Rachem Bishas Kasa. Shnema, Vahi Bishachis Elokim Esore Hakikar. This is an amazing Maamar Chazal, and it's telling us that just like, you know, let's go back to what we learned yesterday, just when it comes to a human being, a person cannot be in two places at the same time. If you're in the north, you're not in the south. You got to make up your mind, what do you want to be? You can't dance at two chasnas in one night, impossible. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can be everywhere at the same time. He can be in all different parts of the world, every location. The Rebbeinu is not subject to space. The same principle applies in emotions. When it comes to a person, if you're angry, it's impossible to be happy, to show mercy. If you're in a matzav of showing mercy, of rachmanus, it's impossible to show anger. Person cannot express two emotions at the same time. Like when you sneeze. When a person sneezes, they say, I don't know if it's true, you'll tell me, it is impossible to keep your eyes open. Okay, if a person sneezes, next time you sneeze, see if that's true. When the person sneezes, your eyes automatically shut and there is no way you can open up your eyes. It's built into your DNA. Now, I don't suggest that you sneeze anymore in public, because every shul now, they've built gallows in the backyard. If someone sneezes, they take him out and they hang him up. But when a person sneezes, your eyes shut and you cannot open up your eyes. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not like man. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry, within the anger, there's Rachmanis. And that's impossible for us to understand. Just like we cannot understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be in two places at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can express two emotions simultaneously. A person cannot do that. So you say tough love. Tough love is not a combination. It's not a combination. It's you're tough. There's a purpose in being tough. Ultimately, it should lead to something good. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, no. In the Roiges, there's Rachmanis. It's naive for us to think that we can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion. Only Hashem can bring these two things together. All right, we're going to have to stop over here. We did a lot today. We want to do the Chumash, and that's what we'll do next time. The Chumash stuff before we go into Pasuk and Pasuk Gimel. Okay, we'll tell you to take a very short break. I'm going to try to get my computer back online so it'll be a little bit easier for me. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Kind of log off.
Rabbi
so,
Levine.
Yeah.
Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
Good morning. Naiman here. Regarding Micah there, the Chinuch, I'll just read you the three lines in the Chinuch.
Okay.
Okay. Below Maka, Vitales Ezeh, Begam over Alav, the Loisosim Domin Bebezecha. It's Ezeh in Alav, and it's even in a bor, not just in a gag. That's the sheet of the Chinuch.
Okay, so what does a bor mean? A bor is not a merpeset. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I'm recalling from memory.
I don't know if this halacha. I don't know if that's
okay. I'm going to go. I believe neder when I have a chance. Hopefully, very soon. I'm going to look into this much, much more. I'm just recalling from memory that on our porches and the outside entranceways to our homes, where we have a extension, there is no halacha of Micah. There is leisasim damim beveisecha, v'neshmartim mikol ra, al tishkoin be'oyhalecha avla, that there is, that you may be able to compile a long list of isurim deraisa, leisasim damim, it's another one, the Chafetz Chaim does this all the time. He compiles a long, long list of assays and leis assays, but it's not necessarily are you going to be able to add to that list the mitzvah of Micah. Micah is unique where and when. According to Chinuch, very good. The Chinuch says a bar. I don't know. I have to see what it says. I have to look up what it says in Shulchan Aruch and look up the Nosei Kelim, and Beli Neder will get back to this. Okay, just give me a minute. Give me 1 minute. I want to try to get the computer back on. Okay, give me a minute. I'll be back in 1 second. Mayor, are you there? Mayor, are you there? Mayor Appledorf, are you there? I need to ask you something.